The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing? I'm reminded today of just how much the political fight that we're in is ultimately a fight between men and women. The liberal states are simply states that have succumbed to female morality. The Republican states are simply states that have not, and some of them may resist forever, some of them may eventually fall, but ultimately it boils down to this: women, and in particular low status ugly women, have teamed up with a bunch of men, immigrants, other people who for one reason or another didn't feel lucky in a meritocracy, and they have teamed up for a drive to the bottom, a drive to the bottom through communism, and we live in the hellhole that results. If you look at the political developments of the last 100 years, basically, what's been happening is the state has been transformed into a tool of child kidnapping, of cock-blocking fathers, of denying fathers' right to influence children, of denying them the right to decide for children. And it is the art of woman to have done this. It is their product. If you were to consider woman as a political group, the Jews would look like amateurs. I mean, the poor Jews are 1% of the population, and sometimes they can deal themselves within power structures, and they succeed to an extent, but the Jews have not succeeded at transforming the state into a kidnapping tool. That is women that have done this, and Jews have not succeeded at having show trials with guilty until proven innocent. That is women that have gotten this. And so we are reminded when someone like Trump wins and these women come out and they're crying and they think it's alarming, you have to understand they're not being overly emotional. They have an actual understanding. Those women that are crying and saying it's fascism and it's terrible what's happening, they're not deluded. They're the only ones who truly understand that they are in a political fight for their control. But their control is so self-destructive that any state in which you let these women control, that you give enough control to these women, will get into such trouble and down the line will be stuck in debt, filled with migrants, and filled with the crimes that come with it. Blanket says there are still many based women. Absolutely. And it's not a question that you can have woman influencers who will spout some right-wing talking points that they heard elsewhere. You have actually based women out there. I know, because my girlfriend is one. But it doesn't change the fact that wokeism, as it stands, is mostly a woman thing. It's mostly a female morality that it depends. You have a bunch of low testosterone male who will adhere to it to signal to their woman counterpart, look at how good I am. But they are truly trying to win a woman's game. Even the males that are participating to this liberalism are trying to win what's deeply a woman game theoretic setup. end of the line, Joel was saying, I'm literally shaking right now, videoing myself for TikTok later. That is one of the things you hear on these female videos. I'm literally shaking right now. And you had the same from the preacher. The preacher woman has said something about there are people who are scared right now. She said that to Trump. Women are expert at using their supposed scare or fear to justify denying the rights of others, denying their political rights or their individual rights. Corvin Callsign says, you're right, JF, but a huge proportion of suffragists and allies were Jewish. Oh yeah, the woman revolution may have been seeded by Jews to an extent. But there is some point at which you have to give agency to people, and the state of the world, you know, 1% of the population could not have gotten us where we are democratically if it wasn't that they found a welcoming attitude within the woman population. Big Daddy State says, Landolt Guntram. Speaker's Corner says, JF's girlfriend literally shaking after boom boom. I'm literally shaking. John Drake says, it absolutely was seeded by them. And what you get is we have an entire part of our nation, the liberal places, the liberal states. They are getting filled with migrants. Migrants are attracted to these cities because of the good treatment and the sanctuary attitudes there. And these places stay filled with the women that are in them. Males get expelled of these places. Males who are male thinking, males with testosterone, not gays, not beta males, but true males get expelled from these places, either through social canceling or rejection, the same way I was, through attacks of the state, mostly operated by women. And I look at all this and I'm like, holy shit, they are creating their nest. They are creating a very bad nest to live in. The descendants of these women, including their single child, when they do have one child, it's much. Their one or two children that they produce, they are being raised in a hellhole. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, do you think these women, even Selena Gomez, are crying because they are seeing their pool of potential baby daddy prospects decline? Well, no, because I don't think they see their reproductive odds at the forefront of their life. They should, but they don't. So these women that you see crying are women who have deceived themselves into a quest for political power. And they thought they had it, and they had it. They had it at the state level. They have successfully crippled many states that are now unviable for anyone who wants due process and liberty. They have made life impossible for businesses, and they have made life ideal and possible for welfare recipients and immigrants. So they got what they wanted at the state level in many places of America. But when they see that they can't reproduce this success at the federal level, it's because no matter how much you push the testosterone-having males, they are somewhere voting for Trump. They are somewhere making sure that you don't succeed to impose at the federal level what you were able to so easily do in leftist places at the state level. Landolt Guntram says, that preacher chick had her sermon composed in Germany. I would bet $100 on a claim like that. I know that specific propaganda structure all too well. These experts know two fears. One legit, that of the migrants and company, and one virtual and illegitimate, that of the native population. Well, that's something we see across the board in leftism. Let me tell you, there's not much of a German signature in what you just said there. basically every leftist woman will play on these on this double standard of fear. So when they're afraid of Papa JF, they want to ruin my life, take my family away. They want to take my children away. When you're afraid of an immigrant, that is racism. That is bigotry. And you are a bar-phobe. You are phobic of something. Blanket says, Jeff, did you see the video of JD talking to Margaret? I don't know what that Margaret thing is, but I've seen some videos of JD lately. I know that JD has said there was a clip of him. He was saying, I'll be straight with you guys. We need more. I want more babies in America. So that's already a good change of attitude, a pro-natalist perspective in the federal government. Not bad to have. It's good to have. And I know that these women are all below the two children. They're all below the reproductive bar of expanding. All these women crying on TikTok, none of them. If you have five or six children around you and you're pregnant, you won't be crying on TikTok because you know what happiness is. You feel it every day. And you don't need to deceive yourself that you are some kind of political revolutionary. Only when you have one child do you deceive yourself into thinking that you can live some inheritance on this earth that will be mimetic in nature. It's the great deception of memes, the great deception of, oh, well, we survive in the all of the phenotype. I survive in the phenotype. I survive in letting my causal structure deploy into the universe forever because I have influenced these people, because I have loved these people. For these people, they forget that life doesn't survive at the phenotypic level. Whatever you do really doesn't matter if it doesn't serve some genes, and it always serves some genes. The question is whether it serves yours or someone else's. Someone sent me the clip of JD. Let's have a look at this.
Well, Margaret, I don't agree that all these immigrants or all these refugees have been properly vetted. In fact, we know that there are cases of people who allegedly were properly vetted and then were literally planning terrorist attacks on our country. That happened during the campaign, if you may remember. So clearly not all of these foreign nationals have been properly vetted.
No, but there are 30,000 people in the pipeline, Afghan refugees.
But my primary concern as the vice president, Margaret, is to look after the American people. And now that we know that we have vetting problems with a lot of these refugee programs, we absolutely cannot unleash thousands of unvetted people into our country.
These people
it's
are
not
vetted.
Good.
These people are vetted.
Just like the guy who planned a terrorist attack in Oklahoma a few months ago, he was allegedly properly vetted. And many people in the media and the Democratic Party said that he was properly vetted. Clearly he wasn't. Yeah. I don't want my children to share a neighborhood with people who are not properly vetted. And because I don't want it for my kids, I'm not going to force any other American citizens' kids to do that either.
No, and that was a very particular case. It wasn't clear if he was radicalized when he got here or while he was living here.
I don't really care, Margaret. I don't want that person in my country. And I think most Americans agree with me.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's good. It's good that we have an attitude of going strong on the migrant question and demanding proofs and vetting, as he calls them. But also it's dangerous. What's dangerous here is that JD Vance is pushing the myth of vetting. There is no sign that the government has the competence to vet people to predict whether they will commit crimes or not, or whether they will even engage in terroristic actions. Why? Because it's a single event in one person's life to become a terrorist. Just you become a terrorist like a Muslim terrorist in the very same way you become a school shooter. It's a once-in-a-lifetime change that happens inside of you, and you don't talk about it. The kind of people who talk about it, they get arrested very quick. But that's easy. In fact, sometimes I find it hilarious because I think the people we're arresting for talking about it actually may not have committed terroristic actions. They may just be fucking idiots. So you're arresting people for being retarded. That's what you're doing. Now, let's leave that on the side. I'm fine with them being arrested. But let's not push the myth of government competence. Somehow the government is incompetent to do anything. But somehow it would be able to do pre-crime on Muslims who have no paper history. They come with a passport and they come from a country that has no criminal justice system that makes sense. They don't have due process. They may have committed 50 murders and they may never have been caught because they live in a retarded country. There's no such thing as vetting. Vetting is a delusion. And if you were to be serious about vetting, you would include the statistics of race in your vetting process. Because let me tell you, although I cannot tell you if this black man will be a murderer or this black man will be a murderer, if you bring me 50 black men, I can tell you that in the bunch there's going to be one murderer, for sure. There's going to be two, three, maybe. In fact, there might be up to 5 or 6. So the government deprives itself of the one actual source of information that it could have, which is a probabilistic source of information. Meanwhile, you are being deceived because your entire American intelligentsia is shoving the bullshit of individual meritocratic success down your throat. But this has never been proven. It's never been proven that I can take an individual, measure XYZ on him, and say, oh, that is a good person. And this other person is a bad person. And this person will create a lot of problem for societies. This one will not. There is no such thing. We don't have the competence. We don't even have the science. If there's a science that looks like it, it's racial science. But, oh, suddenly that science, you can't use it. Why? Oh, well, it's racial discrimination. Well, okay, but it's the only source of information that would allow us to do good. Like, you could do a good call. You could say, hey, we're never going to take a single migrant from Zimbabwe, and maybe we're going to take some migrants from England and France. Let's say white migrants from there. That would be a good call. We can't make this call. We can't make this vetting because it's illegal. They made the use of information illegal. Another contribution of our dear and beloved woman. The Deep Seek surprise is a fantastic reminder that our enemies are motivated and aggressive and that our technological superiority is not guaranteed. I'm kind of depressed in front of the Deep Seek stuff and AI stuff because you really see a late stage society. You really see a losing America in the horizon. Because Deep Seek is this program that basically does what AI does, but it's installable on your phone. So basically the big revelation is that once you created the AI model, it's basically a compact encyclopedia of links and information. And you don't really need any of the big AI power. And this has led to some nervousness on the stock market. This led NVIDIA to lose some money for some moment of time, lose in price. And because the revelation is, oh, well, no matter how much you may need GPUs to produce your model, once it's produced, you can have people download it and run it on their phone. And DeepSeek is apparently a Chinese venture for AI. And so this puts people in the nervous camp of, oh, well, we just banned TikTok, but now we got DeepSeek competing with our AI. Can we let this happen for national security? And you have, of course, the people who are the most interested in geopolitical cartels of all kind, the Jews, alarmed. But why is this? Why are we alarmed? First, if some Chinese company... First, whenever you go to Dollarama, you are dependent on Chinese companies. You'll see everything made in China because China can produce, for some reason, a beach shovel, a plastic kid's beach shovel for $1 when you can't as an American. And so what do? Well, we buy the plastic shovels from China. Now, what's the problem if China... if China gets control of AI? Well, we've seen how China does with our big tech, and comparatively, they do pretty good in the sense that our big tech is obsessed with Jewish control and criticism of Jewish control, and it makes these things impossible to say, even in the country of the First Amendment. When China comes with TikTok, it doesn't care, really, because the average China guy... is completely obvious and opaque to the Jewish question. It's fascinating how little they care about it. They don't have to care about it positively in the sense that their society is not taken over by Jews, presumably. But they don't also care about it negatively in the sense that they won't shut you down when you talk about it. In a way, the Chinaman incarnates the mentality of liberty at the origin of the United States that is much more faithful to the original than America itself, amazingly. And so what do I have to care that AI would be taken over by a competitive force? If anything, it will push... our AI companies not to be too censoring, not to be too controlling of their AI. They're going to have to start caring about, hey, how are we treating our own AI? How are we disabling them, the paths of thinking that would allow us to address this market of people that China gets so easily? So I don't have any fear that AI is successful in China. I don't think that AI... I think AI is overhyped and overrated in so many ways. But whatever that market is, I don't care if it's taken over by a competitor. And the reason I see the end of America in this is that the general attitude normally would be to say, we're going to get to the moon before the Russians. And we're going to get to AI before the Chinese. But what do we have instead? We have people dog whistling that it's a question of national security and that we have enemies. Enemies are motivated and aggressive. And so we're going to have to ban DeepSeek now. We're going to have to ban DeepSeek just like we banned AI. And instead of going for fair competition, we have the Jewish tradition of cartels and unfair attacks. China's DeepSeek AI hit with large-scale malicious attack. Let China be. At the worst-case scenario is China will show us how much of a failure we are at adhering to our own principles. Rodilacid says, I want a hyper-intelligent AI to live in and control the musical birthday card to sing happy birthday to me when I open it up. You want more intelligence than needed. You want to feel that the birthday card really is as feelings when it sings it. You don't care if it doesn't change the song. You just want to feel. You want to feel intelligence. Kristen Ruby points out, in line with what I've just been saying, I want America to win the AI war. But most importantly, I want our nation to win the right way based on American principles that respect the law. We must build something we are proud of. No one is proud of scraped, stolen data, except for the people who stole it. This is deeply shameful for our country. We will always be known as thieves who robbed their own citizens. Leaders don't steal, they build leaders. We aren't building leaders, we aren't cultivating talent. We are stealing from fellow Americans and telling our citizens this is what winning looks like. Absolutely. This is the biggest operation of corporate rip of thinkers. Because in a world where thinkers can be ripped by AI, why would you even listen to Papa JF? So when AI comes in and can learn everything I've ever said within 5 seconds, just give me all JF videos. Whatever this guy has to say, I'm going to have it recorded in some bits here and there. Now suddenly you are escaping the meritocratic system by which thinkers make their living. And now suddenly the thinkers get drained of their intelligence, and their intelligence cannot help them outcompete the AI, because the AI is so much more interesting. It can give you the gist of all the thinkers taken together, all the artists, all of the culture. Whereas if you go to see Papa JF show, you only get the little Papa JF brain producing the little things that he can produce originally. John Drake says, oh yeah, I thought of Mossad CIA as soon as I heard of the attack on DeepSeek. Yeah, who would attack China? Not Russia, not India. Who would have the technological competence to set up a computer attack and pull it against China? Important question. Mossad comes to mind. I don't know what else. Nicholas Petris says, this modern iteration of AI we've been seeing these past few years might be the worst possible direction for humanity. Raised Fist says, India would do it. Yeah, but can India pull, like, competent software attacks on the internet? I don't know. I think they can just answer the phone and remake your order on Amazon. Rodilacid says, maybe Taiwan, they each have spies in each other's key locations. Yeah, but can Taiwan do anything without the ultimate direction of the U.S.? On this front, would they care about DeepSeek without the U.S. caring about it? And ultimately, would the U.S. care without Mossad? Dino Legovich says, $200 a month for AI. Who is paying that? Yeah, that's another question. There's always these people. Some of them are apparently listeners of my show that say on Discord, oh yeah, AI is practical. I use it to produce some text. But it's like, wow, if you use it to produce some text, you have a very sad life. You have a very sad life if AI can generate enough original content that it looks like yours. Like, that is that how retarded you are that AI can basically do as good as you? Odyssey has announced on Twitter, our new monetization model will be available during the first week of February. It is decentralized, secure, and non-custodial. P2P payments, tipping memberships, hyper chats, very low fee, unmatched by any major social media platforms. I am extremely enthusiastic about this. I can't wait to see if we can make that work. I would love to make a living out of mostly blockchain super chats. That is one of my dreams, and I'm willing to sacrifice, even if I make a little less money with this, I'm willing to sacrifice for the purity of it. I love the purity of the blockchain and the controllability of it, and the fact that you can't have Justin Trudeau cutting it from you. Blanket says, what do you think about Grok AI, JF? It's been pretty awesome. Yeah, Grok, I consider that it is cognitively advanced. that it has a hand over ChatGPT. I don't see how even the newest ChatGPTs have reached the levels that Grok has been able to in terms of comedy, in terms of subtle cognitive positionings. Like, really, Grok talks to you like an everyday person in a way that ChatGPT still fails to do. ChatGPT still takes a little, slightly authoritarian tone. You can see that ChatGPT basically is over-inspired by Wikipedia, and that Grok is over-inspired by perhaps comedians or stand-up comics or people who kind of talk in a funny way. So in terms of its mastery of humor, Grok shows cognitive superiority to any of the AI out there. Blanket says, does this mean Odyssey will stop demonetized channels for supposed copyright? I don't know. I guess there will still be copyright rules on Odyssey. They have to. So I don't know what form it will take. Yesterday, someone was asking, Jeff, what's your project? What's your goal with this dry-aged sirloin? And yeah, I was trying to find an image that would represent, but the image I found wasn't fully representing what I'm dreaming of. You want to know what my dream is? This is my dream. I want my refrigerator to look like this. Look at this super dry aged ribeye with tomahawk bones coming out of it. Look at the texture of this dry aged meat here. So here you have it extra old. Here you have it a little less aged. Here you have it almost fresh, I think. So that is the process. It's the process of taking the meat and concentrating it down to a hyper-concentrated, non-water, non-wet, just... You know that cavemen were eating this. You know that cavemen weren't eating this. Cavemen must have been eating this. They must have been leaving their pieces of meat in the cave somewhere to dry, sometimes at the cold of winter. And you know that at some point it was looking like this. Man, I can't wait to reach that texture and that taste. Stray's channel says prime rib jerky. Jerky to me is a fucking sewer level artisan tradition. I shit on jerky. I hate jerky. It's disgusting. It's a bad practice. It's overcooked. All jerky is way too hard to chew. It's not intelligent treatment of meat. It's basically you've burnt meat into an oven so that it would become so uninteresting for anyone, including bacteria, that it preserves forever. What you have is a carbonated bout of ash. It's not meat. Fuck jerky. Longmont Passion Council says biltong is better than jerky. I don't know what that is. Lendald Guntram says, does it need cold moving air to dry properly? No, it doesn't need moving air. I mean, to an extent, in any refrigerator, there is some exchange of air. But what it needs is simply a relatively high degree of humidity so that it doesn't dry too quick. And then it needs to be refrigerated very cold. I have switched my refrigerator to 2 degrees Celsius for the purpose of this experiment. At this point, I have already published 2 exclusive pictures to my ex-subscribers. So if you want to follow the experiment, I have day 2 and day 3 of my dry-aged sirloin that is evolving right now in my refrigerator. This, I don't know that we need this. A egg machine that cooks the egg from the egg itself. I don't know that that's needed. I don't want this. People were saying, I want this on Twitter. I don't need this. I don't know what you're going to do with this little egg patty. It seems crappy. It seems overcooked. It seems disgusting. Now, I guess that if you're a restaurant that does these egg biscuits, maybe you're going to pass that patty in. But even for that standard, I find the egg very poorly cooked. Lendalt Guntram says, all you have to learn is pushing a button. Great. And why would you need to for the egg to be processed by a machine? I don't get it. Baked Alaska reports, I have officially been pardoned by Donald J. Trump, the 47th President of the United States. Thank you to everyone who has always supported me over the years. It's a bit emotional for me knowing 1,500 patriots were just freed. My probation is terminated. God is good. Unbelievable that there had to be 1,500 pardons. When you consider what January 6th was, which is what acts of vandalism have been made, really. I can count 6, 7, 8, 10 maybe. You don't put 1,500 people in jail for January 6th, which was a very minor event. All right, you came here for the tears. You came here for the thumbnail and for the title. Let's have a look at the tears. Women are absolutely disrupted by the Trump victory, and it's breaking internal links within families. So this woman is talking with her mom, I think, and her mom is making MAGA arguments, and she can't believe what she's hearing.
Are the workers who do that, and they're hiding because of ICE and everything. And she was like, well, I'm glad they don't pay taxes. And I was like, Mom.
Her mom says, I'm glad the immigrants are hiding. Because she's saying the immigrants are needed for doing some work. They're needed if you want to get your chicken or if you want to get your meat processed, whatever. And she's like, I'm happy they're hiding.
They do pay taxes. They pay.
The idea that they pay taxes, they probably don't pay taxes on income. If they are in hiding, they are probably be paid under the table. And so this leftist idea that, hey, illegal immigrants pay taxes is based on the fact that when they go to buy something, they have to pay a sales tax. So that's it. They pay less taxes than you, but they pay taxes.
A lot of taxes. You gotta read about it because they do. And she was like, well, I'd rather China not be growing our crops. I don't understand where did they take my mom?
Where did they take my mom? Well, your mom was probably exposed to the fact that there is a growing amount of ownership of farmlands that is in the hands of, at times, China people, at times, what's his name? Bill Gates. Bill Gates is also a big buyer of farmland. And your mom properly understands that if farmland can be held against us, if the way we produce our food can be subject to gatekeeping, leveraging, and increases of price, we are being held by the balls. And you don't have freedom if you can't produce the things that are needed for your own survival. That's true for an individual. It's also true for a country. They took my mom. These women are so dramatic when they lose. Holy shit. They are all, so we have Selena Gomez. She is half Mexican. Her father's family migrated to Texas in the 70s. Her mother was 15 when she became pregnant to her father, who was 17. Her father left her mother when Selena was 5. Her mother struggled working 3 jobs to provide for them. Someone says, and now Selena Gomez comes with this video, which she has deleted since because it was judged as too favorable to criminal migrants.
I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry. All my people are getting attacked.
My people are getting attacked. So even with an immigrant here who is born in the U.S., you never have full integration. She still considers that it's her people. We're talking about the extremely criminal people that Trump has begun his deportation operation with. We're talking about people who have 15, 10, 18 criminal counts that they were found guilty of. These people are Selena Gomez's people.
Children. They don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do.
You can't do anything. You lost, woman. The children, and people are bringing up this children question as part of the deportation operation. But Trump has always been clear. They're really using the children as an argument to stay in America. But Trump is saying, I don't want to split families. If I deport an adult, I will deport the children that are with him. Also, the goal is not to separate families, but the Democrats have always been playing on this one. They're always, oh, well, we can't deport him. There's his child right here. Well, okay, deport the whole family. The child is going to follow with their parents. Selena Gomez deletes her sub story defending illegals after public backlash against her. She reasoned, apparently, it's not okay to show empathy. No, it's not okay for... This reminds me, actually, of my French teacher of fourth year of high school. I don't remember his name. I remember he was a very theatrical guy, a true man. A true man who had conceptions of a classical understanding of French. And he was super pissed. One morning we enter our French class and he was pissed against women. And holy shit, this teacher was something. He was already back when I was maybe I was 15. This teacher was something like 70 years old. And he was pissed at Céline Dion because Céline Dion had came on TV the night before and she was crying and because she wanted the American government to help the victims of the New Orleans hurricane. People will remember the hurricane, whatever was it, Katrina or whatever, that destroyed New Orleans. And there were people floating on the water, people looting stores. And Céline Dion had come with a very special sentence for America. Take a kayak. because they were like, well, we're doing our best. We have helicopters. We're trying to save everyone we can. And she was like, I don't know. Do better. Do something. We care for these people. Take a kayak. Take a kayak in the sense of this will help you navigate to the roofs where black people are still holding to their lives. And it was an example. My French teacher was pissed at Céline Dion. I wanted to understand. I was like, okay, let's see what he has to say about this. He It was like, this is an example of empathy showed at the wrong moment by woman. This is an example of you are in an emergency crisis where, of course, the numbers are such that you're going to have to accept that you're doing imperfect. Like, we have that many people willing to work as emergency saviors, and we have that many people needing saving. And the number is asymmetric. There's like 10 times more people needing help than the amount of help we have. It is not the right moment, and women don't understand this. It is not the right moment in the executive phase of an emergency to be invoking emotion or the absence of emotion or the absence of empathy. That is a lesson that was very good. Out of all the crap we've been told in public schools, let me tell you, my French teacher of fourth year of high school was a competent man. He made it in the old system of public schools, which was slightly more better quality than what we have today. And he taught me that day that women have this lack of understanding of the context where once we are in operation execution mode, you have to leave all of the emotional displays behind. And what Selena Gomez is not understanding here is that we are largely in a spectacle that is being organized by Trump here. It's largely a spectacle. The people who are getting deported, they're getting deported at apparently a similar rate than under Biden. Maybe Trump has particularly focused on some criminals that were in sanctuary cities that the Biden administration was tolerating since. But we don't have a massive case of a deportation operation right now. We have largely a political show that's being run by Trump as a way to impose a new feeling, a new ambience. And Trump believes, probably correctly to an extent, that this new ambience for America will give people confidence in the system again and will deter migrants who are coming in. And under Trump, one of the features is that migrants self-select out of America. They don't come to America because they feel that Trump will be too harsh to them. So Selena Gomez must understand that the lack of empathy in the display, it, to an extent, is by design. It is what Trump wants. And we've seen it with the Colombia stuff, the art of the deal of Trump playing again. So yesterday, Trump came to his Truth Social and announced that he was imposing sanctions on Colombia and tariffs. The tariffs were starting with 25% of everything that is sold from Colombia and would rise to 50% in a week from now. So he had a whole escalation. That was because Colombia has rejected the arrival of two American military planes that were transporting criminal citizens of Colombia that were probably for a very long time migrants in the U.S. and illegally in the U.S. and committing crimes in the U.S. Now, under Democrat administrations, basically, we are keeping and sponging the worst of the world. Because if we catch these criminals at all, we treat them like our own citizens. And in the end, the logic of Trump is very interesting. The logic of Trump is you deal with them. They are citizens of your country. They're not entitled to American due process. You deal with them. Very interesting. Since we won't be capturing these criminals and holding them in jail for 20, 30 years, since we have such a low-grade punishment system, why not give the punishment of deportation and send these people back to countries that they probably don't even feel they're part of? I think that many of these illegal migrants are being sent to countries that they feel totally foreign to an extent. But still, that's where they belong, and that's where they have a passport and their citizenship. And so the Trump attitude here is setting a stage for the world where you are responsible for your own crap. You cannot send the worst of yourself out to America for us to deal with your problem. And that's very important, because socialism leads to corruption. Socialism leads to criminality and gangs. But it's very important that the countries that go that route end up paying the price of socialism. Because you could have a country that actually has it as a official or quasi-official position that, oh yeah, we're a socialist country. That produces a lot of criminal among our population, but we have a way to send them immediately to the U.S. through the tunnels of illegal immigration, and that solves the problem for us. So you end up not paying the price of your socialism, not paying the price of your own cartels and what it foments in your society. So very important that there is an appropriate distribution of cost, social cost, of your social wrongs. And these countries are wrong. They are operating their society in a way that guarantees the fomenting of criminality. And therefore, they should pay the price of it. That's what Trump is setting up. We have super chats coming in. Thank you so much for the support. Dino Lugovich says, the first thing you do in an emergency is remove all the women. I can't think with all that crying in the background. Yeah, you would think that perhaps it was some sort of chivalry. Chivalry. To be saying, get the woman out. But perhaps it was... perhaps it is more of a way to be more zen for the man who can handle emergencies. Silver Spider says, hey, Jeff, when I first went on the internet in the mid-90s, I remember most people were smart. Now I keep running into self-proclaimed experts, know-it-alls, who not only actually know nothing, but will insult and troll when presented with actual expertise. Is this a normie thing, a schizo thing? I've seen the same thing. This phenomenon you describe has been occurring internet-wide since the birth of the internet up to today. And it's getting worse and worse. And it's because of the filtering early effect of having a technical elite first invade the internet. A bunch of pioneers who were cast aside of the real world, seeking for a virtual liberation. So, of course, if you go onto a BBS of 1993, you're going to have a bunch of autistic super savant people, and they will have certain features, even among the autistic technical population. They will be socially rejected, they will be edgy, they will be unfit for the real world. That's what you had on BBSs. This is why you went on a BBS. What were you finding? A bunch of fucked up, sadomaso pedos and a bunch of autistic super geniuses. Why were BBSs populated by these two specific populations? It's because that is the filtering effect. It was a filtering effect for, okay, anyone who gets onto this will have been a reject of society to some extent, and they will have some technical and technological knowledge to some extent. So the early internet was populated by the brightest you'll ever see. Because after that, all you can have is a reversal toward the mean. We are back to the phenomenon of the reversal toward the mean. After that, all you can have is a normification and dilution of this initial bunch. And what you're realizing is not anything special. When you engage with retarded people on the internet today, it's not anything special. It's just the normality of the average human, which you've been running away from for 20 years and you didn't even know. That is the reality, bro. The freeman, the libertarian-minded, the edgy boys, they flee the communist, they flee the normie, they flee the feminized mind, only to be creating a world, whether it's America or whether it's the virtual space of the web. They always run away towards some place, and they make that place so cool that the normies eventually catch up and ruin it for everyone else. That is just what it is. And in a way, what I'm doing is I'm still running deep down the layers of the virtual world. Here I am on Odyssey. Now that the normies have infected YouTube, I'm on Odyssey. Maybe Odyssey will be normified at some point and we're going to have something else. But I will always be on the run. I will always be on the run because these people are... they're fucking retarded. Like, the continuum between humanity and monkeys... Like, I know that there are some religious people think that's bullshit. How can we come from monkeys? Well, haven't you looked outside? I see monkeys everywhere. I see fucking monkeys. The continuum between us and monkeys is not... there's not much of a missing link there. I don't see the missing link. I see an absolute soft and smooth continuum. The meltdown just keep coming. We have one more of these crying, childless women.
We ran an entire campaign on how we weren't going back, how this was the most important election of our lifetime, how our democracy was at stake, how that man is a threat to democracy, and you just rolled over and certified an election that you know the Elon bought. I don't know how to move forward.
Now, I said childless, of course. She seems to have one child seat. So maybe she has one child, but with a nose ring like this, I don't think she has a large family.
Word from this, I know shit's about to go to hell. I know that things are about...
By the way, we talked about this on X because there was a question to me. These women could be healed by just being pregnant. If women were pregnant between 16 years old and 40 years old, so much of the mental health issues, so much of the bad politics, so much of the poison that is coming into every aspect of societies could be absolutely solved. You don't see crying women when they're pregnant, unless they're truly broke inside and they're like they want to attract sympathy. A woman that's in a family and that's pregnant doesn't give you trouble, is happy, and ultimately you realize this whole demand to society tone, this whole, I can't believe that this is happening. Oh my God, we're under fascism. Oh my God, I can't believe that Trump... This whole thing is basically a biological expression of women wanting to be inseminated and feeling there's something wrong with me not being pregnant. We could solve this by knocking them all of the women, just full insemination.
We're about to get real fucking messy, but I am scared and pissed that we all fought so hard to save our democracy for you. I understand not wanting to cause like a January 6, 2021 situation.
Now she's torn apart because she just realized that what she was asking for is nothing else than a Democrat January 6. She was wanting Trump to be found unfit for governance and to have the election results canceled. Well, what is that? That's January 26. Who has been complaining against January 6th? Who has been complaining against January 6th? You guys, woman Democrats. So now she's torn apart. She doesn't know what she's asking for.
I understand.
See, that's why women shouldn't speak about politics. It's you have an inconsistency problem and you're discovering it as you speak. Men, they can think before speaking and we can say, oh, that's not going to fly. I'm not going to go record a TikTok video in my car in which I demand a Democrat January 6th against Trump because I've been complaining against the January 6th forever.
I understand that. I understand upholding the Constitution, but you didn't. You ignored the 14th Amendment. That man incited an insurrection.
And a little that is also January 6th. To be invoking a small cause of one amendment to say, oh, that gives justification to the vice president not to count the electoral votes. That is January 6th. That is exactly what we were demanding of Mike Pence. And so, yeah, you haven't thought through unless you were there and saying, I have always supported Mike Pence denying Joe Biden's accession to power on January 6th. I'm one of the few Democrats who stood by the Constitution then. You cannot speak like this, woman. Ty Rogerson says, exactly. Most of the videos we see are those posted by people too dumb or shameless to avoid posting. Absolutely. Blanket says, Jeff, what do you think of Christy Norm as the DHS? Department of Health Secretary? What is it? Christy Noam, DHS. I've seen her. Okay, Department of Homeland Security. Well, you know, Christy Noam always struck me as beautiful for her age. I understand that there's a lot of makeup involved, but she is, as I've pointed out before, although it's not literal, but she is one of those governors I'd like to fuck, the GILF. She has this governor I'd like to fuck look to her, not that I would want to fuck her, because I am with a wonderful girlfriend. She is beautiful, and she has been leading Dakota. Was it North Dakota or South Dakota? Which is a conservative state, so I'm happy in general. I don't know that she is super based or anything. I just think that she's an average of the road Republican that's acceptable. I'm not super enthusiastic about what she can do, but it's probably going to be better than a Democrat. Yeah, Kemps Linsberg says she's a super neocon. See, one of the problems is we've seen the Dakota, whether it's South Dakota or North Dakota, I don't remember, but we've seen this super conservative place still pass, still be one of the few Republican, truly Republican state passing anti-Semitism law. And so, yes, we are talking about someone who I'm not super enthusiastic about because, okay, you have a Republican state in which you could stand for principles, stand for the principles of the First Amendment, and you don't because of Jewish power. It's really sad. So this throws a lot of cold shower in my interpretation of Christy Noam. Dino Logovich says she is a mixed bag. Unfortunately, that is the case indeed.
Against the same government that you just made him king of. And I'm really fucking confused.
Well, you're confused. Trump won the election, bitch. Let me correct your confusion here. Trump won the election, so he's now the president. He's not the king, as you say. He's just the president.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so basically, if you give any power to this female force within society, it will show itself for the truly fascistic, communistic force that it is. They don't respect principles. They think that January 6th is bad when the Republicans do it, but they would do their own. They really just are in this war mentality where they're always right. Which is why when you give them power, you end up having disappearance of due process and guilty until proven innocent. Ty Rogerson says, lol, Trump is the reason she could post her Trump criticism on TikTok in the first place. That is a good one. That is very interesting that it was a TikTok clip when, in fact, if it wasn't of Trump, she couldn't speak there. Very well seen. I hadn't noticed. Last news item before we close the show. The policy of Trudeau giving Canada an unprecedented high proportion of males. Excess males in Canada in the 20 to 29-year-old category. Look at this. Historically, Canada was hovering between 2 and 4%. So you have young males in the reproductive age of 20 to 29, in the fighting age of 20-29, in the most productive moment of your career age, although you may not make as much money because you're being exploited at this age, it's still one of the moments where you're the most LT and the most productive. So it's normal for society to have an excess male record around 4%. Trudeau comes sometime here, and we have now 10% excess males in the 20 to 29 year old. This is how, by following immigration law. Immigration law isn't part of nature. Immigration law is biased, and we don't even understand the ways in which it is biased. It is just, immigration law is its own human product. And because it's a human product, typically humans don't think through the consequences of their action, and immigration law is no exception. So you have people playing God, basically. Governments playing God, trying to fuck up nature. Now, do you know what's the consequence of having 10% males who cannot find a stable female because there just aren't enough? At 20 to 29 years old, what that means is you can become a terrorist, you can become celibate, you can become a warrior, really. It means civil war, terrorism. It means men who they throw the dice of the market luck, and they don't get their luck, and they are their biological response to this, which is in a way the evolutionary proper response to this. Evolutionarily, what should you do if you're a male on the losing side of the world you're in? Well, you should take as many people as you can out. Not saying that you should here. I'm saying evolution would have you say this, that you should take as many people out as you can until you are the survivor of a royal rumble. And because you know that you're not surviving if there's no royal rumble, you can make the risky bet that seeding chaos will kill maybe 10, maybe one person can kill 5, 10, 15 people, and hope that you find yourself at the top of the new mountain that is formed. That is the evolutionary process underlying how incelism leads to terrorism. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I will see you tomorrow.